Hello, everyone. This is Joan.
And this is John. Good evening, everybody. I hope that you have had a lovely month or so, and you're happy to be back to our June 2019 session of Ask the Archangels. Now, as always, the Archangels have requested that the questions tonight only be about the topic that they have brought to us and not about personal issues. This is just to benefit the entire group. You know, they would also like the questions to be short and concise so that more of the group will have a chance to ask questions. Of course, this will also assist the Archangels to expand on the subject that they have brought to the group and that they feel is important for the evening. Remember, when you'd like to ask a question, please hit star 6 and the number 1, and then you'll be put in the queue. By the way, these sessions are recorded and will be put up on our website in a couple of days. Now, this evening, we have another treat, and it's a three-peat. And Master Kathumi will be our teacher this evening. And like I said, this is his third in a row, and we can't be more pleased with his presence. So if you all could, of course, quietly, thank him for being with us this evening, and I'm sure he would appreciate that a lot, as we appreciate him. So now, let's all take a deep breath and assist Joan in bringing forth Master Kathumi for the evening.
Greetings, dear ones. It is I, Kathumi. I have come to be with you this evening, and this is a great pleasure for me to have been with you for three sessions in a row. This has been a very special teaching sequence that I thought was very important to bring to your attention. It is about self-awareness. But most importantly, it stimulates you to be more conscious of you and to get to know yourself on a more intimate basis, to know how you think, what you are feeling, and the direction in which you choose to experience your life. This is what stimulates your consciousness to grow exponentially. It's important that we have this three-session sequence in this teaching at this time. The energetics are very potent, coming from the source realms and creative realms that are being transmitted to the earth and to through the electromagnetics of the shifting of Earth consciousness as well as consciousness of humanity. So it will not be my final visit with you because I so enjoy it, but it will be my final visit in this particular teaching sequence. So I would like to invite all of you to enter into a discussion with me about the values that you have discovered about yourself and about your consciousness, about choosing your thoughts and your emotions more precisely instead of reacting. How this teaching sequence has awakened an awareness of yourself in ways that you hadn't known before or expected. And of course, if any of you have questions, I would be delighted to answer them and to also expand on this topic in ways that you might want to expand it. So it's through your questioning that we can do that. So Let us begin.
Okay, whoever would like to start the session this evening, star 6 and 1. And we'll get rolling with our wonderful guest this evening. Here we are, our first caller. You're on with Master Kathumi. Hello? Hello?
Hello, Master Kathumi.
There you
are. Hello. Good evening.
I have a question. When there's something that's happened that saddens you and you're grieving it,
mm-hmm.
I know I want to put my heart out there and all of that, but you know, sometimes I just start crying, and I haven't cried in a long time. In the last couple of weeks, I've been crying a lot. So I realize that it's a form of grieving of something that's happened. So I guess in a way it ties in with what you were asking, to notice, you know, what you're feeling. And I guess I want to recognize that that's how I feel at the moment. So I can't pretend that I'm happy when something's happened and I have to really be in touch with, well, what do I feel about that? So I wanted to know if you have any input on that.
I most certainly do. You know, in this transformational process, moving out of a denser consciousness into more fields of light as you open your awareness of yourself and you open your consciousness, there are times when events happen in your life that do sadden you and that you are in a grieving process. There are also times when as you open, as your consciousness flowers and you receive more light into your being, this can make you feel very vulnerable. So the desire is to kind of go within and draw back and examine those feelings or examine your vulnerability, why you feel vulnerable. And until you can do that, draw back and allow yourself some space, some quiet time, some time to reflect on what you are feeling. This is a perfectly normal state of in your evolvement, and you should honor it. You should pay attention to what you need, because first and foremost, you have to learn to pay attention to you and your needs. In order to serve others, you must serve yourself first. Nurture yourself, and when those times come, withdraw for a little bit, and then you'll be ready to go out into more public venues, into relationships, and be joyful.
Mm-hmm.
But for the brief moment, it just requires a little quiet time.
Mm. Well, that makes sense.
And pay attention that you are paying attention to the needs of your body, to the needs of your mental emotional body. This is really important for you to recognize that you're becoming more conscious of what it is you need to progress on this path.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're very welcome. It's a very good point that you bring up.
I just didn't expect it. I mean, I expected to be sad and cry a little bit, but I mean, the littlest thing will set me off right now. It's like, but I haven't cried for really for years, so I don't know. It's like I opened the floodgates.
Sometimes that happens where you have withheld grief, or you have withheld the tears, and then when they start coming, you think they'll never stop, but they do.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you so much.
You are very welcome. Does anyone else want to comment on that? Or perhaps make another comment or ask a question.
Here we are. Your next thaw with Master Kathumi. Hello.
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 Can you hear me?
I most certainly can.
Oh, good. Hi. I have a question concerning the emotions, pretty much what the first caller was saying, being weepy and having basically what I've been experiencing, and I'm starting to see it in other people around me. People are having a hard time emotionally, and I guess what I'm wondering is if this is part of the process of the transformations that we are going through, that are the waves of energy that are coming in. Is it bringing these deeper emotions up to the surface for us to examine?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You are absolutely right. Now, sometimes these emotions have been hidden or restricted, and so they feel a little more intense at first. But allow them. They are your emotions. And they will open new awarenesses of yourself and new awarenesses of how you, there are patterns that each and every one of you have in regards to how you choose the emotions that you use. You have favorites, and everyone is different. They're all unique according to the individual. So it allows you the space and the time to see what these patterns are, what emotions you favor or you most often use. Is there a change that needs to be made in these emotions, in these emotional choices? Because you do have choice, Now, when you are in reaction, you've already made the choice and you've reacted by using an emotion. But just by recognizing that, I could have chosen something else. And then let it go. The next time you have a similar reaction, something magical might happen in that you, before you react, you think, I have a better choice, and you make it. Sometimes it'll take two or three times. But do not push away the opportunities that are now surfacing. These light energies not only allow you to bring up all of the varied emotions that you feel and which ones are your favorites, but they also bring up other patterns that serve you or may not serve your evolvement that need to be changed. And you have the opportunity to look at them and make any changes that you would like. So this is what's happening to you now.
Okay, so I completely understand what you're saying there. So, for example, I know I have this default emotion that I will, or reaction even, and I know I'm in it, but there gets to a point where I'm so in it that I can't snap out of it, and it's just like, how do you shift like, oh, it's almost like riding a wave. It's like, okay, here's this reaction, and I always have this same reaction or same default emotion that I go to. And the same thing happens, and then at the end of it, I snap out of it, and I'm like, oh, I didn't need to feel like that. But it takes like a whole, like, for example, it would take like a whole day or two for me to snap myself out of feeling that way, even though I'm very aware of how I'm feeling.
Well, the good thing is you're right, you're on the direct path, because you're noticing that perhaps that reaction doesn't serve you and that you need to choose differently. But understand, while you're in the midst of that emotional reaction, there's nothing that you can do to change it. Nothing.
Okay.
You've already chosen it. So ride the wave.
Yes.
Let that emotion dissipate. And each and every time you notice it, the time that it takes for that feeling to dissipate will lessen. It'll become shorter. And pretty soon, just as I have said, one time, what will happen is before you react with that default emotion, that's a good word, by the way, before you use that default emotion, you think almost instantaneous, oh, I have a choice here, and you choose differently. And when you do that, that particular reaction does not occur again. You change it in that instant. It's just an instantaneous thing before that feeling takes hold of you. You realize I have a choice, and you make a different choice in your reaction. It changes everything.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you so much, Master Kathumi.
You are so welcome.
Hello. You're next up with Master Kathumi.
Oh,
hello.
Hi, Master. Hello, Master Kathumi. Thank you so much for being with us three times in a row. And I just wanted to say it's really helped me to have the same sort of message and even go back and listen to, like, the Easter message. That's been super helpful. And so I, like that first caller, am having things just come up. So I'm doing great with reactions, and your advice is always so spot on, but just these strange emotions that come out of nowhere that I haven't dealt with in years. So that's been my experience. And I tried something new. I came home and I wrote till I could get to the core of the problem, and then it was gone. And
excellent.
So that was a new experience for me. Yeah.
Wonderful. You know what happens? It gets it out of that rational mind processing and thinking about it over and over and over and over again. Nothing changes when you do that. But when you find a way to express it, either by talking to someone that you trust or by writing. Journaling is an excellent exercise to write what you're feeling and what you're thinking. And it gets it out of that constant thinking about it and with no resolve.
Right.
So that's excellent. Thank you for bringing that up. I think a lot of people will benefit from that.
Yep, and just till you feel resolved, just write and write and, you know, and I always like to refer back to one of you guys said this, how would you like it to be? How would you like to experience it? And just continuing to come back to that, and it's like, oh, I can have that. I can do this. So anyway, I'm very excited, and I just wanted to say thank you. And that's all. So I appreciate it.
Well, thank you. I have a comment to make here to everyone in this regard. don't shy away from any thoughts or emotions that might surface. Instead of thinking of them with some sort of dread, think about this, that it is an opportunity for me to change something that doesn't serve me, or to embrace something that is really to my benefit. It is bringing awareness and knowledge into the forefront of your consciousness. And that is what all of these light frequencies are designed to do, to uplift you, to help you change things that do not serve you, and then also embrace the many gifts and opportunities that are in front of you.
Yes.
So we're on to our next caller.
You're next on with Master Katumi. Hello.
Hello. Good evening, Master Katumi. What a pleasure to have you with us again. It's Cindy. Yes. I have a bit of a different take on this in that I have been receiving, remembering information from a past life and been told by spirit that I am being guided on a journey into this past life for the purposes of clearing some unloving thoughts that manifested in this past life and are buried deep within me, but are important to my ascension process in this lifetime. So they are guiding me, and I've been guided to various people and information. I've learned a lot about myself in this past life and trying very much to focus on the emotions that I feel as I'm being guided through this information and not, you know, get distracted by the form of that life or that person that I was then. But I'm, you know, I'm really struggling in that I'm not feeling any emotions in that I'm looking at, you know, the information and the events that occurred, and I'm not getting any emotions that are rising up in me. And I guess what I'm, my question is really, what should I expect in this regard as I'm being guided along this path and you know, looking at this information and trying to focus on my emotions as I'm doing that? Is, how do I know when I've reached a point or when I've cleared it? I'm just, because I'm not really, I don't seem to be getting any big emotional response to anything. Could you help me with that?
I most certainly can. First of all, know that the approach that you are taking is so helpful. It tells me that you do not have an attachment for that particular life experience. What you are after is not necessarily feeling the feeling, because that's already passed. You've already done that. But the what you're being guided to look at is a pattern of thought and emotion, or emotion. Now, you don't have to feel it, but the knowledge of an occurrence that is similar to something that you are experiencing in this life. There's a direct correlation between what was experienced that in that particular life experience that did not serve you. And it is repeating itself in this particular lifetime. So you have to not feel it or feel regret or the emotion itself, but recognize there is a stream of thought and emotion that is being used in this particular life experience that you need to be conscious of. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes, yes, okay. Okay. That,
so the
that
value is that you aren't holding on to the emotion. When you hold on to the emotion, it makes it even more difficult because
okay.
you are in reaction.
Okay, good. All right. Yeah, I just didn't know what exactly what I was, you know, supposed to feel. Was I supposed to have this big emotional release or something? Or, but that gives me a different angle to look at it, and that's
yes.
good.
It's
I
just
appreciate
information.
That.
It's information
yeah, okay.
that they want you to pay attention to. That's going on right now, in present
okay.
time.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You are very welcome. You know, you have to be in a state of calmness before you can change an emotion. So if you're in reaction, you can change nothing until the reaction and the emotion passes or settles down so that you can have a more neutral state to make changes.
Okay. Thank you.
You
Thank
are very
you.
Welcome.
Very
You're
grateful.
Very welcome.
Okay. Caller, you're next up with Master Kakumi. Hello.
Hello. I use my angels a lot for protection, and they do a fabulous job. And
yes,
part of my daily ritual. Sorry?
I said, yes, don't they, though?
They
your
certainly
your
do. They govern my credit card. If I'm hunting for something, and I try to buy something that's not really the best one choice for me, they don't let the credit card charge. And in the past, I would have been angry. Now I start looking to see, okay, well, that wasn't my best choice. Let's see what else I can find that will get me what I want that would be a better choice. And always something pops up. And I thank them again because I've asked them to help me in all I do, and they really take that seriously.
Yes, they do. And you know they cannot help you if you do not ask and give them permission.
Exactly. That's why I ask. So I really appreciate their help.
Well, it's a wonderful comment that you are making here.
Thank you.
You are very welcome.
Hello, you're next on with Master Kakumi.
Hi, Hello. Master Kakumi.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello. I just had a comment based on your question, what we're noticing. So as I'm kind of going through this process of becoming more aware, I am definitely noticing more immediately when I'm triggered and what I'm feeling when I'm triggered, and I'm just asking the question, what's behind that trigger? What's causing that? And as you've mentioned, patterns, I'm
yeah.
just so clear about how it's over, and it's almost, it's like you've spoken about circular time in the past. It's just a circle. They just keep coming back and back, and it's, I guess I'm more aware of that now. And when I ask the question, what's really behind it, it's like this wound of just not being heard, not being seen, not being valued, not being
yeah.
connected. And it seems like that always that's really like one of the deepest wounds that if you keep asking, that's really where a lot of it seems to go to.
Yes. And you know that hinders the full light functioning of your first three chakras. And it's a very common pattern in humanity, in unawakened third dimensional states of consciousness. So good for you for asking the question.
Yes, it's enlightening for sure, and I'm working on it now, trying to heal that wound. It's been unacknowledged for a very long time. It's like something that you don't even realize is there.
Exactly.
So, mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Well, good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello, you're next up with Master Kathumi. Hello.
Hello, Master Kathumi. It's a pleasure to be speaking with you. Thank you for coming here to speak with us. I would like to talk on the theme of thoughts and emotions and patterns that don't serve us. I have been noticing and continue to notice patterns of thoughts, and they don't really have maybe they have an emotion, but there's not an emotion that I could name and attach to them, but they're self-sabotaging stories, I would say, little like daydreams that you have and things happen, and I notice that I'm constantly creating a little thing, oh, but it didn't quite happen, or it happened, but then this took it away, or a pattern of self-sabotage that I've cleared and cleared and cleared, and then I've tried to find the root of it as well. But the pattern maker, what is making that pattern and just stamping it out a million times in different stories? So if you could comment on how to get to that.
It's the thought pattern, a recurrent thought pattern, either stemming from a feeling that you're hiding from yourself of I'm unworthy, I'm not good enough, and so you make up a story. It's your story, not so much the pattern, it's the recurring creation of a story to camouflage the feeling. Because every thought has a feeling attached to it, whether you recognize it or not, or willing to recognize it. So this is why you can't just clear the thought. You have to also pay attention to what the underlying feeling is, whether you're angry, whether you feel you're not heard, your needs are not being met, or you're not valued. And there's a feeling that goes with that even deeper. It could be anger, could be sorrow, could be grief, could be rage. These are the things that you have to look at, all the ins and outs of, out of this pattern, this story that you are creating to camouflage what you're really thinking and feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I would suggest to you that you do what our previous caller did and write and write and write. And you will be amazed at what you discover. Continue to ask questions. One question followed, well, what about this? What about this? Why am I, not so much why am I constructing the story, but what is the thought, and where is the hidden feeling?
Yes, that makes so much sense. There's an emotion or some emotions that the stories are camouflaging.
Correct.
That's why I don't feel anything, or I can't, seem to put my finger on an emotion or name it. Because I'm hiding it, I guess.
You're hiding it. You don't want to feel it because it's uncomfortable. It makes you either feel sad, makes you feel angry, whatever that is not acceptable. Maybe it's not acceptable in your family to show anger, not acceptable to show any kind of emotion, grief, sorrow, cry, tears, whatever. Those patterns sometimes also reside in a family lineage, comes through the DNA, comes through the learning process of the environment as you mature in a family unit.
Mm-hmm. And so the process of,
So the process
of asking the question, like, what is the emotion behind these, and journaling, it will bring up a feeling which I will experience for, you know.
Well, at first it won't because you've hidden it and you don't want to feel it. But it will name another feeling. You know, it'll name feelings, unworthiness, anger, sorrow, whatever, and you may not necessarily feel it. And what is the thought behind that feeling? What am I thinking when I feel that feeling or that emotion?
Mm-hmm.
So continually asking the questions. Eventually, you will feel it because you will not create the stories to camouflage it. And it'll be instantaneous. You don't have to wallow in it, for heaven's sake. That only hinders you. It's just an instantaneous release or a knowing. And the willingness, this is another part of that, the willingness to feel. It's a terrible thing to go through life without feeling the richness of that experience.
Yes, thank you for these comments. They've been very helpful. And I one more question about this, the concept that emotions dissipate. Because we've been taught that thoughts don't go away. Every thought that a human has thought goes, let's say, to the astral plane or to some place, and it stays. But do emotions dissipate and not continue
emotions,
to exist?
The emotional charge, and they vary. Okay, your emotions and your thoughts are not static. They vary according to the experience in your life that is going on at that particular moment. When you are in reaction, there is an emotional charge that occurs where that charge is an extreme feeling. And while you are in that reaction, you cannot shift or change that. You have to wait until that emotion dissipates to where you can be in a state, more neutral state, or a calmness. There is a calmness where you can then reflect on it.
I see. So the intensity or the charge of the emotion dissipates.
Yes, it does.
Okay.
According to an experience or what is going on in the present moment. That's why it's so valuable to stay in the present. Not in the past, not worry about the future, you haven't created it yet, but stay as present in the moment as you can. and be aware.
All right. Thank you so much for your comments.
You are so welcome.
Hello. You're next on with Master Kasumi.
Hi, Master Kasumi.
Hello.
So nice to talk with you. I would like some clarification on what you've been talking about with the emotions. I guess I have been trying to be in more of a neutral state, thinking that's what we were supposed to be trying to accomplish. And did I hear you say that life is, that emotions help to enjoy our life more? I've just been trying to go along, trying to be so neutral that I don't have too many ups and downs. And so I'm thinking, is that the way it's supposed to be? Or are we supposed to try to be more joyous? And I try to just be on an even keel, and I'm not sure that that's the right thing.
No, it's not, because you lose your passion for life. You lose the sense of joy of experiencing, of creating, because you have unlimited potential to create. Now, when I say be in a neutral, you can't be in an agitated state, or you can't be in a reactive state. So what this neutral plane is, it's just fertile ground to experience life with pleasure and joy and excitement. But when you cultivate a blankness where there is no feeling whatsoever, you are stifling your emotions. You are stifling yourself from fully expressing what you desire and what you are as a beautiful being, creative being. So the neutrality is just a level ground from which to create. So you can choose an emotion such as joy, passion, that kind of thing, and really feel it. When you're trying to create something in your life that you desire, you have to really feel that passion as if you already have it.
Yeah, I think I have, I don't have a great passion at this point for life. I don't dislike it, it's just kind of like ho-hum. And
yeah, boring.
Yeah. And
exactly.
So I guess I am trying to find passion. I am reading a story of the, almost like the history of the ages where you're in it, and that is kind of exciting for me.
Well, see, there you go. Cultivate excitement. What's next?
Mm-hmm. Hey, you've had a long history with us, Kasumi.
Yes, I have. And I loved life. Sometimes it was very difficult in certain lifetimes, but I loved the experience.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know whether to look back on the past or try to look for the future.
Neither. Stay in the present.
What? No, I meant when I'm reading.
When you're reading.
Yes. Yeah. Reading about the past or trying to read about more about what we need to become. It's kind of like...
Well, probably a little of each. You can learn from past, and you can wonder about what is possible.
Yeah. Thank you. I hope to meet you someday.
Well, that would be terrific. Why don't you call on me? I might visit you.
I would appreciate that. How will I know it's you?
Well, we can have a secret code. You just tell me what that word is when you're talking to me, and I will, when I come to you, I will say it.
Okay, I appreciate that. Do I tell you now, or do I tell you when I talk to you?
You tell me when you talk to me.
Okay.
And we can connect heart to heart. And I will come to you, or you'll feel me in some way. You will recognize my presence. Now, I won't be in a physical form, and I won't be standing in front of you, but you'll feel my presence. You will know my presence, just as if we were talking like we are talking now.
Thank you.
You are very welcome.
Thank you, Kathumi.
Blessings. You know, sometimes emotions are confusing to humans. Being in a human body is not for those who are faint at heart. Have you heard that?
Mm-hmm.
So, being willing to feel the emotions that make you happy, make you joyful, and then considering those that make you feel negative about life or about yourself in some way, and choosing differently for yourself so that you do learn to experience your life in a more joyful way and you're excited about being alive. And the more conscious you are, and the more willing you are to make those choices on a regular basis, the more fulfilled you will feel that your life is. Anyone else have a comment or a question? This has been a great discussion.
Hello. You're next on with Master Kathumi.
Yes, good evening, Master Kathumi. This is Winry.
Hello.
And greetings. I'm finding this wonderful. I am in the process of editing my book, and it is, in essence, about very powerful emotions, the emotions of loss and of grief. And one of the things that, through my process of working with people, I've come to understand is that emotions, irrespective of how we categorize them, have a positive intention for us. And that perhaps if we would ask the emotion, what is its intention for us, then we can get an idea of how we can be more resourceful and find another way of meeting our needs with a more positive emotion.
Well, that's a very interesting thought to examine. Yes, to examine the actual emotion and the power that that emotion has in your life. very interesting exploration.
And additionally, a lot of times, if we look at our internal self-talk, then sometimes that will give us insight into how we're almost programming ourselves, or as you said, maybe it's, you know, in our family lineage, how we've been programmed. So that internal conversation sometimes distorts or confuses us in terms of what it is we actually want. So
correct.
I just wanted to share.
Yeah, thank you. Very good point. Now, I'd like to make a point on that self-talk. And that point is, when you examine that self-talk and how often you tell yourself these things, whose voice is it? Is it yours? Is an authority figure from your younger life? Is it a parent, a teacher, a coach? Or is it actually you, because you don't value what God created in you? And you might discover that it is not your voice at all.
Yes, I believe frequently it's not our voice. It's something we've inherited.
Mm-hmm. Or you were taught. Or you were told you're a terrible person. You'll never amount to anything. And so it continues to run in your thoughts. And it's not your thought at all.
Thank you.
You are very welcome. Thank you for your input. Very good points.
Hello, you're next on with Master Katumi.
Hello. I'm very grateful to be here. It's kind of exciting. I have a comment to make about how my process of understanding these things you're talking about has sort of come about. I think in the beginning I didn't feel so, but now I feel like this is a very natural process to have these things surface, to ride them in whatever way you need to, and then to release them, that it's all a very organic sort of thing, that as soon as I'm aware of it, it's gone. It's gone. This seems to me to be happening more quickly than ever before. And once it's gone, I feel as if I am coming to know myself in a way that I never have before, and to like and love myself in a way I never have before. And there's a way it all seems like fun to me.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Yes,
well,
you are absolutely correct on every point that you made.
It can seem like a struggle, and I remember going back into my past many times because that's where those voices came from. And I had a therapist once who said, "You're never going to get bread at that hardware store." And just sort of realizing that that was like permission to quit trying, that it was not unrealistic of me or avoiding or cowardly to just quit trying. So, but I just think I'm so pleased by where going through this has brought me. And I do want to say that you've been a regular part of that. I'm so grateful.
You are so welcome. And you know, there's something I need to say to you. The reason that you are experiencing these grand changes and awareness of self is because, first of all, you were willing to make those changes. Secondly, you were tenacious in, regardless of the obstacle, that you were still willing to follow the process, and you did. Beautiful.
Thank you so much. I think that's the two things, that intention and then that persistence. I think that's been the key for me.
Yes, and it is for everyone.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome.
Hello, you're next on with Master Katumi.
Hi. I had a question about physical reactions with the emotions we're going through and in the times we're in. It seems like lately there have been just every time I turn around, someone is having trouble with heart palpitations. And I was wondering if it had anything to do with all the energetics coming into our planet, or the emotions we're going through, or the emotions that are presenting themselves all over the world.
Well, it's all of the above.
Oh.
Plus, the energetics are causing a heart opening. And the palpitations for some, not all, but some, are a reminder to open the heart. And there's a lot of grief around that for some reason in many humans, because of experiences that were had at a young age or as they were maturing into adulthood, where they weren't accepted or where they were rejected or abandoned or whatever it is. So that heart opening relates directly to them, to liking themselves first and then to valuing and loving self. So there are a lot of reactions to that heart opening and a lot of emotions that go along with that. But as you can see, in the world's present state, there's a lot of fragmentation in the mental emotional body and in the heart. Any other question about that?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Well,
thank you very much. Thank you so much.
So welcome. So it would be a pleasure, as that heart opening begins, instead of the palpitation, or recognize that palpitation as a signal to open the heart in joyful expectation of what you can feel and know and experience in life, what you can create. Just that excitement will calm the emotion and calm that palpitation as you learn to love and value you.
Would this be something that would be good to share with other people as well?
Of course. If they are open to that.
Yeah.
If they are having heart palpitations and they aren't very accepting of what is happening, it will only cause more reaction because it won't be understood. So be discerning. You know,
yes.
When someone is in the midst of feeling those things, how you voice it. But of course, they could. Every one of them could benefit if they can hear, and they can feel the love coming from your heart to their heart, because that would be the only reason why you are expressing these things to them. So. When you begin, open your heart and beam that love energy to them, and then begin to make your comments.
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Thank you.
Hello, you're next on with Master Kathumi.
Hi, Master Kathumi.
Hello.
I have another thing I've been noticing is a drive to get rid of physical possessions and simplify and streamline everything in my life. And as I'm doing that, it really makes me examine each item and what my ties and attachments are to it. But I was hoping you can comment a little bit on, because I noticed how prevalent in our society attachments to things are and how we tie in thoughts or emotions to physical objects. And I was wondering if you could maybe comment on that a little bit.
Yes, I'd be delighted. Thank you for bringing that up. First of all, I'd like to say, have you noticed sometimes that your exterior is a reflection of your interior? And that
Absolutely.
Means that you have done a lot of clearing, that you are continuing to clear, and you are continuing to get in touch with what your attachments are, whether they be physical or they be thoughts and emotions. And so, yes, you are absolutely right. Humanity, as a collective consciousness, many are very attached to physical possessions because it makes them feel better about themselves, because at the interior feelings that are hidden, they don't feel so good about themselves, and they wonder if they're good enough. And so they are constantly trying to puff their image up so that others think that they're pretty neat people. But it only camouflages that underlying feeling that they really need to get in touch with. And no matter what possessions they have, it will never take that fully away.
Yes, it's in examining it as well, I come from a family that holds on to and latches on to a lot of possessions, and it's always, I've always tried not to be that way, and I've never, like, clutter and just a mass amount of things. And I've tried not to be that way through my life, and it's served me very well. So I never thought I had a lot of extraneous extra stuff, but as you said, going through this clearing process internally, it made me become aware that I really do have a lot of extra or excess that I don't need or want. So it's been a really freeing process, and I feel better. My home feels better. I feel better.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, that's also a genetic lineage pattern. And it may stem from several generations back where there wasn't enough food, enough clothing, enough resources. So when people in that lineage acquired things, they had to hold on to them because they never knew when they might need them and wouldn't have the resources to have them or to buy them or to acquire them in some way. So that can be an underlying, when you understand that, then you can understand the family pattern and how it doesn't really apply to you at that soul level, at who you are. So good for you for noticing. And this will help break that genetic lineage pattern. When you change the pattern.
I feel like that's exactly what I'm here to do and doing, and it's very freeing. It really is. Today I took a bunch of old jewelry that my grandmother had that I had ended up with after she passed away a long time ago, and I never used it. I never really wanted it. It isn't a match to who I am or my anything I would ever wear or is any match to me, but I always felt obligated to hold on to it. And today I took it and sold it and made decisions about what to do with it, and it really, I became very aware of the feelings or the string attached to those items and how that was not serving me.
Right. Because it didn't value what you thought about your grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't value that, it didn't provide the value for that relationship. They were just things.
No.
Beautiful. Well, thank you for your comments.
Thank you.
Well, dear ones, I see that our session is just about to come to completion. So if there are any other further comments or questions, we can take about one more before it's time for us to close. Anyone else have a question or a comment?
Hello, you're on with Master Katumi.
Hi, Master Katumi. I wanted to ask or say something else about being happy. When I took the Mastering Alchemy class, Jim would try to say, think about when you were happy. And I don't know that I ever really felt like I was ever happy. And I'm sure I was. I didn't have an unpleasant childhood. But I always kept thinking there was like maybe fear on the other side of that happiness, so I was always afraid to be totally happy. Is there a way to help clear that to be so that I can allow myself the freedom to feel happy?
Well, you have to discover for yourself what happy means to you. Does that mean you're in a joyful state? Does that mean your emotions are high and you're having, you know, with every emotional high, when you get addicted to that high, there is a falling of those emotions or a depletion of those emotions. So what does happy mean to you?
I think it would mean to me that I wouldn't have to worry about the negative side, that something was going to happen. I guess I was always afraid that something was going to happen to maybe take that away.
Something cannot happen and take away your happiness. Only you can do that. It's your reaction to the event that causes the happiness to dissipate.
Say that again.
It is your reaction to the negative event that causes your happiness to dissipate.
Only you can
cause that.
Only
the event cannot cause that.
Okay, so it's the thought that something, the fear that something might happen lessens that happy feeling.
Yes, and that is based in fear, which is a third dimensional paradigm. Fear and unworthiness.
So is there a way to overcome that?
Yes, is to recognize it as a fear. Now, fear is very layered, so you're going to have to uncover the layers. Now, that also is part of your genetic lineage patterning that goes back several generations, where times were very difficult and the reaction was very high to negative events that caused struggle.
Yes, I think that's, I can relate to that.
Yes. So, recognizing that pattern doesn't necessarily belong to you unless you claim it. And you have a choice here. If that does not represent who you are at that soul level and who you are in this life, then it's a very easy thing to begin to remove it, because you realize it's based in a fear that has no bearing on your life experience.
Right, yeah, it was their experience that they relayed and passed on to me.
Correct, over many generations. It's in the DNA complexity of your emotional makeup. So having that information and the realization and the willingness to see that it really doesn't belong to you, then let it go.
And by letting it go, how do we
don't
do
attach that? The negativity to any feeling of happiness or joy or excitement of living your life.
Don't I have to clear the negative patterning first?
You just have to release it. Be willing to let it go. You already know it doesn't serve you. You already know it doesn't belong to you unless you want to claim it.
No, yeah, I'm trying to figure out the best way to release it. Just recognize it's not mine.
Recognize it's not yours and let it go back to where it came from.
Okay. Eighth ray.
Yes, in a way. But this is more related to your thoughts and emotions, how you're thinking and feeling about it.
Okay.
And then choose in the present moment how you want to feel.
Yeah, that's some work I need to do.
Okay. So write write what you're feeling, what you're thinking. Ask questions of yourself. You have the answer.
And I know you will help me.
I most certainly will.
Thank you.
I may ask you a few of my own questions.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I think you've guided several authors.
Yes, I have.
Are you familiar with Tracy Harding?
Yes.
Okay.
So, just, it's not a great big thing that you have to overcome here. It's just, you have the information, you have the awareness, so now follow through. Choose in the present moment, each and every time, what you want to feel. And don't be obligated to feel anything else.
Don't feel obligated to feel anything else?
Don't feel obligated to feel like I can't be happy because something terrible might happen.
Oh, right. I guess I'm always waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's not necessary.
Yes, you're right. You're right. Yeah.
So how
I'm
do
always
you
afraid
choose?
To. Yeah, you're right. I have been afraid to live my life as
right.
if.
So it, look at the fear. Look at the fear. First, what you have to examine, not your choice so much, because you know what you want your choice to be. But what's that underlying fear?
Mm-hmm.
That's where you have to do some journaling.
Okay. Yeah, that was instilled in me from a young child that...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you for your guidance and your help.
You are so welcome. And just be confident that you can make a change very easily.
Oh, I appreciate that.
You are so welcome.
Somebody believes in me.
I do believe in you wholeheartedly. It's a shame you don't believe in yourself.
Yeah, to work on that.
Yes, and it's just an easy shift. Just think of it as being easy.
I will.
Okay.
And thank you.
You are welcome.
And I'll call on you.
I hope so.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, beloveds, it is time for our gathering to come to a close. So we will close this evening, and I want to say to you how excited I have been to be with you in these last three sessions. And I will join you again very soon. So thank you for all of your questions and your comments. It has been a delicious event and gathering. So with that, I will say my farewell at this time and blessings.